Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's Gospel, our Lord teaches us about the importance, necessity, really, of purity. When he says, "Everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And so this refers to impure thoughts which are willingly cultivated for the sake of obtaining pleasure. And our Lord calls that adultery of heart. Now, this is very, very important, especially for the times in which we live, because that is, in fact, a mortal sin. We know that all sins that have to do with impurity are grave matter, whether it be thoughts, words, or actions. And St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians that adulterers will not inherit the kingdom of God. And that can be applied to those who are adulterers of heart. This is a mortal sin, and it's very, very widespread. I mean, think about just the internet today, right? What's all of the indecent images, the occasions of sin on the internet? This is a billion-dollar industry, which actually starts at a very young age, right? From what I heard, I think most children are exposed to these indecent images around 9 years old. What about the high percentage of addictions that are out there to these indecent images, this slavery of sin that is going on? And so it calls to mind the teaching of Saint Alphonsus in this regard, and he says that pride has filled hell with angels, right? The sin of pride. But he says impurity has filled it with men. And we need to understand that, you know, Saint Peter is not the only fisher of men out there, but the devil is just as well. And with this regard, Saint Alphonsus says, "In other vices, the devil fishes with the hook. In this vice of impurity, he fishes with a net, so that by impurity he gains more for hell than by all other sins." And that is just reinforced by Our Lady's message at Fatima, that most souls go to hell for the sins of the flesh. And so what is our Lord talking about in today's Gospel? He's saying you need to make an effort to avoid these sins. That's what he's getting at. St. Augustine says that God created us without us, but he will not save us without us. We have to do our part. And that's what our Lord goes on to talk about, our part in our salvation. He says, if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. Now, think about things that are important to you, what your goals are, how many sacrifices you make to obtain that goal or to have those things that are important to you. This could be with regard to success in your job, success at school, success in sports, right? People who are really successful in these different areas of life that are important to them. Think about all of the sacrifices they're willing to make in order to achieve the goal. Now, what about the goal of eternal salvation? Is this not the most important thing? Our Lord says, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his immortal soul? And yet, what kind of sacrifices are we willing to make in order to obtain salvation. Some of the saints say that men are not willing to even lift a finger in order to get into heaven. And our Lord is saying, you should be willing to cut off your hand and pluck out your eye in order to get to heaven. Now, he's not encouraging mutilation, of course, but he's making a point that this is important and you should be willing to make great sacrifices in order to get there. And so if your smartphone causes you to sin, throw it away. Get rid of it. It's better to enter into heaven without your smartphone than to go to hell and have that perfect Wi-Fi connection. And so we need to do our part to avoid the occasions and to use everything that is at our means, at our disposal, in order to travel down the straight and narrow path that leads to heaven. Because the path is wide and easy that leads to perdition, and many there are who go that way. The path to heaven is narrow and difficult, and few there are who find it. And so that's why our Lord says, strive to enter in. Strive to enter in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.